So now Prabhupada gives a list here. He's outlined the path. Yeah, a list of 18 items. We'll look at some of these. The very first one. One should become a perfect gentleman and learn to give proper respect to others. So actually Prabhupada, the word bhadra, that is the word means as a gentleman, Prabhupada often described. It means all good qualities, bhadra. So April the 7th, 76, we were in Vrindavan. Prabhupada spoke on this word bhadra. Today's Bhagavatam class was on 7-9-52. Prahlad Maharaj's prayers are now completed and Lord Mishringadev addressed him. The Lord called him bhadra, which Prabhupada translated as perfect gentleman, and also Asurottama, the best of the asuras, or demons. Because of his great satisfaction with his behavior, the Lord offered Prahlad any bit benediction that he wanted. Prabhupada said that therefore if we require anything at all, we simply have to please Krishna. It's not necessary to work hard for money and other material gains, because Krishna is Bhagavan, the possessor of every opulence. And just by pleasing him, whatever we need will be supplied. We just had a conversation on the internet. One man that was living here, he had a son actually that was working here in the MIHE for a little while. And then he took him back down to the south, complaining that there's no economic opportunities. This man's a businessman. So now he's taken his son out of full-time devotional service and accusing ISKCON that actually there's so many students now that are becoming very angry at ISKCON because they've been misled. They're not getting an education. Education means how to develop economically. And because they come to ISKCON, they're convinced that they should join, and then after some time, then they don't want to do it anymore, but then their educational opportunity has been lost. And then they're finished. Their life is finished. So ISKCON has ruined their lives. Yeah. So he took his son out, and now he's taking him back to the south, and he's put him into some so-called economic educational system. So as soon as I read that, then I didn't know who it was. I just put a reply, typical materialist. Yeah, thinks money is everything. Money is the goal in life. So then he wrote back a longer letter, you know, attacking. So then I wrote back a longer letter, you know, putting him in his place. And there are many, you know, many quotes that Prabhupada makes of the uselessness and futility of economic endeavor. You need some economy, but if you actually have faith in Krishna, he's Bhagavan. He can give you whatever you need. And you won't get any further happiness than you do, no matter what endeavor you make. Prahlad Maharaj uses this, you know, it's appropriate also, Prahlad Maharaj, it's one of his statements, that you only get the amount of sense gratification that you do, nothing more and nothing less. So no matter how hard you work for, you know, sense gratification or economic development, you can't get any more happiness than you're already due by destiny. So why waste your time in economic development? Instead, apply yourself to devotional service. Krishna will maintain you. He maintains all the ants. Certainly somebody that's trying to be a devotee is more than an ant. So Krishna will maintain you. You have to have that little bit of faith. But if you actually don't understand Krishna and you take devotional service as just some so-called, you know, religion or piety, then at a certain point when it doesn't fulfill your sense gratification, you'll complain. No, no. Now so many young men, he said, so many young men I know, vast numbers, he said, vast numbers of students have been duped by ISKCON. And now it won't be surprising if in the near future they sue ISKCON in the law courts. So I wrote back, I said, yes, this is a typical demonic mentality. We had to fight against these kinds of people in 1976, 77 in the law courts. And if it happens here in India, we'll do it again. I said, but this is India's great misfortune, that you're so mad after following the West in everything. So now you want to sue ISKCON. Yeah. Crackpot. So, Prabhupada said, if we require anything at all, Krishna will supply. We simply have to become perfect gentlemen. This is how we'll do it. That, he said, is only possible if one becomes a devotee. He gave us some examples to establish that only a genuine devotee is actually a perfect gentleman. Others are not. A devotee is a perfect gentleman. Why? Now, because he has developed all good qualities. That is Bhadra. A devotee cannot be Abhadra. Therefore, a devotee is never rude to anyone. When Rupa Goswami was here, some very learned scholar came to talk with him on Shastra. So when he approached Rupa Goswami, he asked, I want to talk with you about Shastra. And he said, oh, I'm not a very learned man. How can I talk with you? You are so a learned man. So the man said, well, if you think that you are not learned, then you give me in writing that I am not learned. So immediately he gave him, all right, take it. I am not learned. The Prabhupada left. So then he was going away, that cheat. He was thinking, I am the most learned scholar and Rupa Goswami is defeated. Then Jiva Goswami was standing outside. He said, oh, what is that paper? No, your uncle has written frankly that he is not learned. I am learned. All right, then you talk with me. And Jiva defeated him. So Jiva was the disciple. Rupa Goswami was saying, all right, he didn't, you know, he was being a nice guy, so he didn't want to get into a fight. All right, do whatever you like. But the disciple, if he sees his spiritual master, that somebody's criticizing, it's his business to actually defend him. The Vaishnava will never defend himself because he's a gentleman. But if another Vaishnava sees a Vaishnava being attacked, he should defend him on his behalf. That's the process. So sometimes devotees are so gentle. If such a foolish person comes to talk, unnecessarily wasted time, all right, you take in writing that I am not learning. Go away. You see? This is Bhadra. Instead of wasting time with a rascal, better give him a piece of paper and go away, sir.